Tony, you are a student in Edinburgh at Edinburgh University, is that right?
Yes, I'm studying a master's program, an MSc in community education.
That sounds difficult. What is it?
It's education for what you might call marginalized minorities. So people that don't fit into conventional education. Sometimes we call it informal education. So it specializes in informal adult education, informal youth work, like with youth work group activities for young people, and with community development activities for social change.
What kind of subjects do you study then?
So we study these three broad categories of community development, informal adult education, and youth work. And then we have a placement in one of these categories depending on which one we choose to specialise in.
What kind of placement did you have?
Well, I had a placement with a group called Access to Industry, and they took young people between 16 and 21, part of the organisation, half of them from that group. And so these are young people who did not have the same opportunities as other young people. So they perhaps were living in care or were homeless because of difficult family situations. Or maybe they had to be in a young offenders institute because of some problems with drugs or some minor offences that they committed. And so they didn't have the regular opportunity for education. The other half of the organisation was working with post-21-year-olds who had had problems with drug taking or with alcohol abuse and had now come through that and were looking to find a way back into society again.
So when you look forward to when you finish your studies, what kind of work can you get?
Well, with these two groups of people, we were in that particular organisation. We were helping them to find gateways into employment, education, or training. And there are many different pathways that this kind of education can bring you, especially in Scotland. It's a lot to do with community work, with building community and a sense of community in various different parts of the Scottish community.
So it has a kind of charity aspect as well, would you say?
I think people in this field don't follow this path because of the money. I think, eventually you can find positions that can be really well paid, but that's really not the reason why you should do this kind of work. You should do it because your heart's in it.
What made you start studying this program?
Well, I recognise within myself that I was meeting many people, even in my personal life, and friends who needed a lot of support, and I was giving them a lot of support. But this was quite draining in my personal life, and I thought, well, maybe it should be better if I chose this as a way to express my career path rather than have it in my personal life. Maybe I have this tendency to want to help people, so I should make a living from it. And then in my personal life, maybe I just have normal relationships, and I can develop this part of me that wants to give to others in a professional capacity.
Are your fellow students mostly females?
Yes, there's 25 students, and five of us are males. So there is, but then in a lot of education circles, this is common, education and healthcare in this country.
How is it to be a student at the University of Edinburgh?
Our tutors on the course are very good. They're really inspiring and they really know their stuff. Some of the organisational parts of the university, apart from the tutors, have not been so, what you might say, smooth flowing and have not been so easy to work with. But as a whole, the learning experience is very good. You know, it's the I also like the way that they develop the course, in that they listen to our feedback and the feedback that we give as students. And at times we were quite critical of the process, but they take this into account and they put it into next year's program to try and improve things. So they really do try and listen to the students' feedback.
Do you pay a school fee?
Yes, I had to pay for my education. I couldn't find funding.
How much is that?
So for one year, it's £5,300.
Which is quite expensive. And then books come in addition.
Yeah, we have to pay books on top of that, and our accommodation and living and everything.
It's quite interesting, Tony. And to finish this off, I'd like to... to hear you say a little about values in life. What do you think is important in life?
Well, I remember earlier when we were talking, you asked me a little bit about my research project that I was doing as also for my master's, which was to do with a technique called video interaction guidance. And this is a way to use positive feedback to help improve people's lives. And through videoing people and taking out parts from those videos where they interact very well with the other person and showing them how good they are, this can help them confront their issues and realize that they are good enough. And I guess as a human being, my personal journey on this planet is to empower other people, to help them realize that they are beautiful just the way they are, and that they don't need to change, they just need to believe in themselves.
Thank you, Tony.